The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 15, Text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 16th, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 3, Chapter number 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text number 19. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Mandara kunda kurubot pala champakarna punaganaga bahulam bujapari jata gandher chite tu lasikat pabarena tasya yasming stapasumana so bahumana yanti. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although flowering plants like the mandara, kunda, kurabhaka, utpala, champaka, arna, punaga, naga, keshar, bakula, lily, and parijata are full of transcendental fragrance, they are still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulsi. For Tulsi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with Tulsi leaves. Purport. The importance of Tulsi leaves is very clearly mentioned here. Tulsi plants and their leaves are very important in devotional service. Devotees are recommended to water the Tulsi tree every day and collect the leaves to worship the Lord. One time, an atheistic Swami remarked, "What is the use of watering the tulsi plant? It is better to water eggplant. By watering the eggplant, one can get some fruits. But what is the use of watering the tulsi?" These foolish creatures, unacquainted with devotional service, sometimes play havoc with the education of the people in general. The most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy among the devotees there. This is true even among the flowers, which are all conscious of the greatness of Tulsi. In the Vaikuntha world, entered by the four Kumaras, even the birds and flowers are conscious of service to the Lord.
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, what a blissful atmosphere. Wouldn't you like to live in such an atmosphere? Well, there's no envy. You see, what makes it dirty, what makes it unpleasant, that is called envy. Envy is the disease that brought us here to begin with. We were envious of
Krishna.
That why Krishna should be the supreme? Why not me? So Krishna gave us a chance to try being the supreme, to see how we liked it. The only difficulty with us trying to be the supreme is that we're not the supreme. If you try to be what you're not, it doesn't work.
It's
unnatural. If you be what you are, then it's easy. But if you try to be what you're not, it's very difficult. We live in a world where everybody is trying to be something that they are not. Everyone is trying to be the supreme. Therefore, in this world, everyone is a failure. Even the so-called supremes are defeated sooner or later, just like Napoleon had his Waterloo. Everyone is defeated here. No one gets out of here alive. Everyone is killed by the stringent laws of nature. Krishna says, Mrityu sarva chahashchaham, I am all devouring death. So Krishna will get us one way or the other. Either we will surrender to Krishna and he will get us in that way, or we will continue rebelling against Krishna, he will get us by annihilating us at the time of death. And send us to another body through the agency of his material nature. So we have a choice. We can give up our envious mentality. We can agree to surrender to Krishna. Or we can be a stubborn holdout, holding on to our so-called overlordship of this material nature. The amazing thing is this. Even though we've heard this philosophy again and again and again for many, many years, we're still holding on to this stubborn, lording it over mentality. Kim ashcharya mataha padam. There's nothing more amazing than this. How could we hold on to this mentality, which has done nothing but cause us misery, birth after birth after birth after birth?
носим само страдания, а живот след живот.
But we're so foolish, we hold on to this lording and over mentality.
Ние сме толкова глупави, че продължаваме да поддържаме този менталитет.
Envious, lording and over mentality.
Завистлив менталитет на опит да господстваме.
As Krishna says, all living entities are born into the dualities, are born into delusion, bewildered by the dualities of desire and hate.
Бог Кришна каза, че всички живи същества са родени в иллюзия и са подведени от двойствеността на желание и омраза.
We're drowning in this ocean of envy.
Ние се отдавим в този океан от завист.
How will we get out?
Как ще се измъкнем?
We have to take help.
Трябва да някой да ни помогне.
We have to take help from spiritual master.
И този някой е духовният учител.
We have to take help from senior Vaishnavas.
Старшите Вайшнави.
We have to take help from the scripture.
И свещените писания.
In this way we can get out.
Това е начинът, по който можем да се измъкнем.
But the problem is, when the spiritual master comes and offers to save us, we say, no, no, I'll swim on my own. I'll make it on my own.
Но проблемът е, че когато духовният учител дойде, ние казваме, не, аз ще си плувам сам.
Even when the spiritual master comes to save us, we remain envious and proud.
Дори когато духовният учител дойде да ни спаси, ние оставаме завистливи и горди.
Therefore, what the spiritual master can do? One does not want to take his mercy. He cannot force mercy on someone. Mercy requires that one be eager for that mercy. So it is a great challenge to deliver someone from the cycle of birth and death. Even to save one person is a great challenge. Because we're all very, very attached to our lording and over mentalities. So what to do? How are we going to get out of this envious lording and over mentality? We have to realize there's something greater than this so-called enjoyment of I am the Lord. By hearing submissively from Guru, Sadhus and Shastra, we can get this vision. Shastra Chakshuf. We can get the vision that there is a higher platform where we can actually be happy. That's why submissive hearing is a very important thing. It's our only hope. If, in spite of all disqualifications, if I can just somehow or other hear the bona fide spiritual master presenting this knowledge, then by that hearing I will get faith. There is another platform of happiness. A platform of real happiness. Which exists beyond this platform of pseudo-happiness, which is nothing but misery. That unflinching faith is a very important thing. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. That unflinching faith, it is the most important thing. If the unflinching faith is not there, what does it mean?
ако няма такава вяра, какво означава това?
It means one is proud.
Това означава, че човек се
горди. One cannot take instructions.
Е горделив и не може да приеме инструкции.
One thinks they know equally well or better than the spiritual master.
Такъв човек си мисли, че знае колкото или дори повече от духовния учител.
They cannot be saved.
Така личност не може да бъде спасена.
Like a drowning man in the middle of the ocean, you come and you offer him a lifesaver, and he says, "No, I'll just swim for it, thank you."
Както човек, който се дай в океана и ти дойдеш и му подадеш пояс или нещо спасително жилет.
I don't need your help. I'll just swim for it on my own.
Той може да каже, не, аз нямам нужда от вашата помощ, ще си плувам сам.
That's our position at the present moment.
Това е нашата позиция в настоящия момент.
We think we don't need a spiritual master, so.
Ние си мислиме, че нямаме нужда от помощта на духовния учител.
We think we can just make it on our own strength.
Ние си мислиме, че със собствена сила можем да се справим.
Just see the foolish pride that we have.
Само вижте колко сме горделиви и колко глупи.
We have to put faith in the spiritual master.
Ние трябва да имаме вяра в духовния учител.
We have to understand how absolutely necessary is the spiritual master.
И колко абсолютно необходим е духовният учител.
Яша прашадан Бхагават прашадо. Яша прашадан гати кутопи. As I was singing last night. Only by the mercy of the spiritual master can one make spiritual advancement. And without his mercy, you are nowhere.
Без неговата милост, вие сте никъде.
So essential thing.
Толкова е съществено, толкова е важно това.
We must get that mercy of the spiritual master.
Ние трябва да получим тази милост на духовния
учител. Somehow or other.
По един или друг начин.
How do you attract that mercy?
Как да привлечем тази милост?
The first principle is submissive hearing.
Първият принцип е покорното слушане.
As we have many times heard the story, this is how Srila Prabhupada attracted the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Както много пъти сме чували тази история, това е начинът, по който Шрила Прабхупада привлекал милостта на Бхактисиддханта.
Everyone else would go for darshan, but Prabhupada would stay there and hear Guru Maharaj speak.
Всички отивали на даршан, но Прабхупада оставал да слуша своя Гуру Махарадж.
He was very, very eager. Even in the English was incomprehensible. And the materialistic Deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is forever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to associate with him in eternal serving mood. You see. These village boys, they couldn't understand what Guru Maharaj was talking about. Nor could Srila Prabhupada always understand what he was talking about either. But still, he said, understanding or not understanding, still I would go on hearing, you see. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he noticed, the others go, but this one stays, you see. I will give him my mercy. I will accept him as my disciple. And actually, it is a great mercy when the spiritual master agrees to accept someone as a disciple. The spiritual master accepts the burden of their karma. Out of loving kindness to save this person. So when we have that, if the spiritual master offers to initiate us, we should understand this is the greatest good fortune. This person is willing to sacrifice everything to help me escape the cycle of birth and death. So we should be very grateful. for that sweet loving kindness of the spiritual master. And we should try to give our loving service in return. You see, this is called reciprocation of love. Spiritual master is giving us our love, his love. So in return, we should give our love to the spiritual master. And the more we reciprocate the love he is giving us by giving us our love to him in return, he can give us more love, more love, more love. There is no limit to how much loving mercy the spiritual master can bestow on the disciple. But there is one limiting factor. How much is the disciple willing to reciprocate? Ye yata mang prapadyante tang sthayi bhajamyaham. You understand? According to one's surrender to the spiritual master. To that extent, he reciprocates. So we should try to learn how to love the spiritual master. Beginning with submissive hearing. And then rendering pleasing service to him. Asking relevant inquiries. So you have a question? So in this way we should understand what is this amazing science of bhakti. If we will practice this science with faithfulness and dedication, then very soon we shall see God face to face, eye to eye. This Krishna consciousness movement is a process how to see God directly. Sometimes people ask us, what are your religious beliefs? Our belief is that belief is not good. One must know God factually. We believe that believing in God is not a very good thing. Because today I can believe in God and tomorrow I can disbelieve in God. Belief, that is the platform of sentiment. One must go beyond the platform of belief and come to the platform of deep philosophical understanding. You see, that is on the intellectual plane. Belief is on the mental plane. Philosophical understanding is on the intellectual plane. The intellectual plane is very, very close to the spiritual plane. So if you will come to the intellectual plane by deeply understanding this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you'll be situated on the border of the spiritual plane. Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati. And then if you will chant Hare Krishna with faith, then you will easily enter into pure bhakti.
много лесно ще навлезете в чистата бхакти.
So, in this way, try to understand this science perfectly.
Този начин опитайте се съвършено да разберете тази наука.
And chant Hare Krishna with dedication.
И възпявайте Hare Krishna с
And then you will become perfectly self-realized person.
Тогава вие ще станете съвършено самопознава се личност.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Един от нас е момента на някаква позиция духовна. И казвам каква. Кришна казва, че това, което придобиеш в духовния път, не го губиш. Не мога да разбера как така. Хиляди пъти ние и сме били очи в очи в Кришна и как защо ме загуби и тази позиция.
He heard or understood from your words that for many lifetimes, for thousands of lifetimes, we were hearing this knowledge, but still we are here, or still we...
Not necessarily. You may have not been hearing it also.
Може да не си го чувал това знание също така.
You may have been, you may not have been, but anyway, now you must hear, that's the point.
Може да си бил и да си го слушал, може да не си, но сега си тук, сега трябва да го чуеш.
Next question.
Моя въпрос е такъв. Какво се определя това, че двама души започне една позиция в Кришна съзнание, да кажем, получават различно ниво на развитие в последствие? Защо се получава така?
If two persons start in Krishna consciousness from equal position, why after that they get different degrees?
If two persons start from the equal position?
Yes, in Krishna consciousness.
Why they advance differently?
Yes.
Well, the first thing is they may not have started from an equal position.
Първото нещо е, че може тази позиция да не е била равна първоначално.
It may appear that two people started from the equal position.
Може само така да изглежда.
But we don't know what they were doing in their previous lifetime. Someone who was practicing it previously, even if he takes it up at the same time someone else does, he will advance more quickly because of his previous practice.
Ако двама души поемат практиката и един е практикувал предишен живот, той ще напредне по-бързо от другия.
But then, even if two people are actually starting on exactly the equal footing, the one who applies it more seriously, he will make more advancement.
Този, който по-сериозно се занимава, той ще направи по-бърз напредък.
So, if you want to make the most rapid advancement, then you should become very, very serious about Krishna consciousness.
Затова, ако искаш да напреднеш много, много бързо, трябва да станеш много сериозен в Кришна съзнание.
Just like Parikshit Maharaj.
Също както Махараджа Парикшит.
He knew he had 7 days to live.
Той знал, че има 7 дена.
So now he's fully absorbing himself in Krishna consciousness. Do you know for sure you will live for another 7 days? You do? How do you know then? How do you know you won't die tomorrow? You may leave the body even today. You don't know. You understand? Therefore, you should become totally, completely serious about surrendering fully to Krishna right now. So that when inevitable death comes, you will easily pass into the eternal kingdom of God. You understand?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Мы
Is it necessary to have the desire to see Krishna face to face?
Is it
necessary?
Is it needed?
Is it necessary? Yes.
No. Although one can have that desire, Prabhupada said that. Actually, we pray that way sometimes. Jagannatha Shami, Nayana Patagami, Bhava to me. My dear Lord Jagannath, please come to my vision. But if you simply have a desire to please Krishna, that is sufficient. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he used to say, don't try to see God. But you try to act in such a way that God wants to see you. You see, if you try to barge your way into Golok, you will not be allowed. I want to see Krishna, let me in. They will never let you in.
You see.
But if you serve Krishna with pure bhakti, Krishna will come and see you. So actually the desire to see God is very good. Srila Prabhupada explains that we should be very, very eager to see God. Just like that thief, you know the story of that thief? You know that story of the thief who saw God? Do you know that story? No?
No.
One time there was a thief. He was always looking how to steal things, you see. So he noticed there was a Bhagavatam class going on in the village. He thought, oh, maybe I can steal something at the Bhagavatam class. He pretended like he was an eager devotee. He came in to attend the class. He was checking around for what he could steal, you see. I hope we don't have any thieves here today who are pretending like they're interested in this philosophy. But anyway, the thief, he was there, he was hearing the class, you see. And the devotee who was giving the class, he said, there is a boy named Krishna, and he is loaded with most valuable jewels worth millions and millions of dollars. And he is wandering all alone in Vrindavan forest. So the thief, he became very excited. Oh, there's a little boy. He's wandering all alone in the forest, no parents there, just a little boy all alone. And he's loaded with valuable jewels worth millions of dollars. In Vrindavan forest? Oh, I will go to Vrindavan. I will grab those jewels and I will be millionaire overnight. So he headed out for Vrindavan, that thief, you see. Walking all the way across India, he was thinking, yes, I will go to Vrindavan, I will find that little boy and I will get those jewels and I'll become very wealthy. So after many days he arrived in Vrindavan. At Braj Mandal, you know, it's a huge area, many, many square miles. So for days and days and days and days, he's wandering in Braj Mandal, trying to find, where is that boy, where is that Krishna, where is that boy laden with the valuable jewels?
И продължение на много, много дни той се скитал в тази област, за да открие това момче, което носи от тези скъпоценности.
And finally one day Krishna was very kind upon that thief.
И най-накрая един ден Кришна излял своята милост върху този.
He revealed himself to that thief.
Като му се разкрил.
Because he was so eager to see Krishna.
Защото той имал такова силно желание да види Кришна.
Even though he simply wanted to steal the jewels from Krishna still, because he was so very, very, very eager to see Krishna, Krishna said, all right, I will give him my darshan. And then that thief, he said, oh, Krishna, you are loaded with so many valuable jewels, you think you can give me some? Then Krishna, he played as the son of Jasoda. He said, no, oh no, my Mataji, she will be very angry if I give any of these jewels. I cannot give any jewels. Mataji will just scold me.
Krishna, който играл като синът на майка,
But the thief, he was said, no, no, you can't you give me some jewels? So actually, that thief, he became purified by that darshan. He became a pure devotee just by seeing Krishna. And then Krishna said, all right, you can have jewels now, whatever you want. So, even if you have a desire to steal from Krishna, if you are very, very eager to see Krishna, then you can achieve that highest jewel of Krishna's darshan. What to speak if you're trying to please him by full surrender, how much even more you become qualified. I don't know about all of you, but Prabhupada ordered me to qualify myself to see Krishna. So you may not be eager to qualify yourself, but I tell you I am. Because Prabhupada ordered me. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So I'm always praying that I can become qualified to see Krishna face to face. And I know that one day I will have his darshan. Because Prabhupada doesn't give orders that are useless. Every order that Prabhupada gives, it is full of shakti. So I know that one day I will see Krishna face to face. By Prabhupada's mercy. The method is to fully surrender to Krishna. To purify one's vision by pure bhakti. Premanjana chorito bhakti velochanena Santaksa daiva hridayeshu velokayanti Yangsha mushunya ramachant yoganasvarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. When your eyes become purified by being anointed with the ointment of Premanjana, pure love of God, then you can see Krishna within and without.
Когато зрението ви се пречисти с премаджана, с елея на любовта, вие може да видите Кришна навсякъде, вътре и вън.
So, are there any other questions?
Има ли други въпроси?
Аз пак имам два въпроса. Един въпрос, свързан с част от лекцията. Прабхупад казва, че вяра без философия е сентиментализъм, ако някакво дори фанатизъм. Обаче също казва, че философия без вяра умствена спекулация. Може ли сам член пък да каже нещо в тази връзка?
Okay. He has two questions. The first one is related to the lecture. You said that belief, just belief in God, is not a very good thing. But we also know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Srila Prabhupada says that only philosophy without faith or without religion is dry speculation. So how to?
Yes, that's right. So you must, if you have philosophy, then you can believe. That is everything.
Ако имаш философия, тогава можеш да вярваш.
Then that is not blind faith. That is the point.
Тази вяра няма да е сляпа.
Faith based on reason. That is very good.
Вяра основана на логика, на разум.
But blind faith is a dangerous thing.
Това е добро.
The people who flew the airplanes into the World Trade Center, they had blind faith, you see.
Хората, които вкараха тези самолети в световния търговски център, това е сляпа вяра.
So, the blind faith means you can become a terrorist also.
Сляпата вяра означава, че човек може и терорист да стане.
So don't be a terrorist.
Така че не дай да бъдеш терорист.
You develop faith based on sound philosophical principles. And then you become first class Paramahamsa. Second question.
Нали, по някакъв начин ние водим война с врага вътре в нас, някакъв вътрешен джихад. И за съжаление, в ситуацията, в която сме поставени повечето в съвременната епоха, е точно един тероризъм. От време на време взривяваме някое самолетче в кулата на ума и после той ни завладява цялата държава, но като не съберем сили да му поминем още някой самолет в някоя друга кулата. Малко или много сме много по-слаби от това. Какви съюзници?
От това сме по-слаби.
Да, смисъл, ние се борим с ума. Той е, как се казва, неверника в сърцето, с който трябва да се борим. Обаче той, нали, още самото начало на Кришна съзнание е по-силно. И нашата война с него е по-скоро тероризъм спрямо ума, отколкото някаква реална война. Как да спечелим война?
He makes a parallel that we are fighting within us with the enemy, which is the mind, and the mind is more powerful than us. And in this fight, actually, we are like the terrorists. We cannot win the battle, but
like what?
Like the terrorists.
Terrorists.
Yeah, and we cannot win this battle. Although we fight.
That's right. On your own strength, you cannot defeat the raging wind of the mind. That's
right.
Therefore, you must take help of Krishna. Material nature is his inferior energy. So if you get the help of Krishna, then you can easily conquer the raging wind of the mind. It's not difficult if you take the help of Krishna. That's why you have to be humble. If you're proud, you will think, oh, I will do it on my own. I don't need Krishna's help. I am powerful. I am big gun. Then you'll never conquer your mind. If you understand yourself to be very, very meek and insignificant, And you are totally dependent on Krishna's mercy to save you from your fallen position. Then you can be successful. Otherwise, you could go on chanting for millions of lifetimes and never go back to Godhead. So our time has run out. We'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.